We're in the third chapter of Acts today, the sixth verse. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Pentecost was past. The sound of the rushing wind was gone. The charged atmosphere of that mighty day was a thing of the past. People once again made their way up to the temple at various times of the day for prayer and sacrifice. Many went up to pray at the ninth hour, the time of the evening sacrifice, and so did Peter and John. Sitting by the gate called Beautiful was the same crippled man who had sat there many times before. He was begging for donations, just as he had day after day. In other words, it was a rather ordinary day. It does not even appear to have been a Sabbath day. And yet, on that ordinary day, the power of God was shown in a remarkable way. And the lame man walked away from that gate for the first time in over 40 years. There are many who do not even look for the power of God in everyday life. They spend their time waiting for another Pentecost. But not Peter and John. They knew the power of God even without the sound of rushing wind or the shaking of the ground or anything else spectacular. And so may we. Peter and John looked like everyone else that day. Nothing spectacular about them. The lame man saw them, but he didn't really see them. Peter had to get his attention and tell him to look at him. That's how ordinary Peter and John looked. But they had an inner power which went unseen as the two disciples made their way up to the temple at the hour of prayer. So, if you have not felt the earth tremble, have not seen the heavens open up, have not heard the sound of a mighty rushing wind, don't lose heart and say, "The power of God isn't with me today." He works through ordinary people, fishermen of Galilee, the man of Tarsus or Cyprus, people of Texas and Washington and Wisconsin. And when Peter told the lame man to walk, he did not leave it at that. He also reached down and lifted him up. And that's what God did too. He did not leave it at an angel choir on the mountaintop to send its song wafting down over the world. He reached right down to the depths of our filthiness and rooted out every dirty thought, word, and deed. And he punished them all in the person of his one and only Son. Now we have that foundation of forgiveness, our assurance that God is taking care of us every ordinary day, no matter what may happen. Lose that assurance of forgiveness and we lose the assurance that God even cares about us. So also at the bottom of this lame man's physical healing is the power of God in Christ. It was not the gold and silver of the collection plate, but the name of Jesus that made this man walk again. And walking wasn't even the greatest miracle that day, was it? The greatest miracle that happened that day was that he stood up and walked into the temple to praise God. There were so many other places he could have walked. Think of all that he had missed in the last 40 years. He had not gone hiking up the Mount of Olives to look out over Jerusalem. He had never walked to Jericho or the Jordan River. Perhaps he had never gone swimming or boating or water skiing, never played volleyball. Didn't he owe himself some of these things? Many would say so. But he walked and leaped and rushed into the temple to praise God. For his heart was filled with gratitude to God for lifting him out of his misery. It was the heart which God put in this lame man that really made his healing such a blessed thing. Without a believing heart, those who saw the miracle would turn away to destruction, just as the man himself would have, even with his newfound walking ability, without a believing heart. The power of God in everyday life is seen not just in the gifts and talents that he has given us, but in the heart which uses them to the praise and glory of God. And God, who is rich in mercy, has given us the name of Jesus, not only telling us about him, but imprinting his name upon our hearts. Long before our jerseys or jackets were made with Emmanuel written on them, he put the name upon us in our baptism and in many a benediction. His life, his death, his resurrection, all for us, all included in that name. The Lord bless you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And whether we are walking and leaping and praising God, or rolling a wheelchair and praising God, or on our deathbed or in praising God, it is no ordinary day, is it? God gives us not only our physical strength, but also the trust in our hearts to enter his presence with thanksgiving. We sing this in hymn 352, stanza 1.